When he married his wife, Ellen, in 1982, she made him promise not to ride motorcycles, and he sold them. In the Navy and in the FBI, Cummings had made 160 parachute jumps from airplanes. When he decided to go skydiving for fun, she said, "I'm just going to require one thing. Why don't you sit down and write a goodbye letter to each of your kids, just in case?" That was the end of his skydiving. Cummings was running a counterterrorism squad in the FBI's Richmond field office when 9/11 happened. That afternoon, Dale L. Watson, who was in charge of the FBI's national counterterrorism effort, called Cummings frantically. He considered Cummings a sharp operator who was not afraid to tell his bosses exactly what he thought. Watson needed him in Washington. He gave him until midnight to get there. Cummings arrived at 11:30 p.m. Working 14-hour days, he wound up living in a Marriott hotel at 9th and F Streets Northwest for 3 months. After that, Cummings stayed in Washington, shuttling back and forth between headquarters, the Washington field office, and the NCTC in McLean, and going home to his wife in Richmond on the weekends. Cummings also did a stint at Guantanamo Bay, where he interrogated prisoners. Now,